So hello and welcome to the Dopey Tuesday teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. I forgot to make the teaser. My daughter Susan, who is 7, had a crazy high fever today, and I was basically with her. Linda had to work. We watched a ton of movies. What did we watch? We watched The Little Mermaid. We watched Klaus, which is just a incredible Christmas movie. We played with the dog. We played Candyland. We played Quick Cups. I almost recorded this and have her pet her pop on, but I decided not to do that. And she's sick. She is 104, and Linda's lying with her right now, and I'm going to have another day with her tomorrow. She won't watch Star Wars. We just watched Ratatouille. We just watched Luca. We tried to watch the Minecraft movie. What a piece of crap. Anybody have any good children's movie suggestions? I wanted her to watch The Princess Bride, and we watched the trailer for The Princess Bride, and it was probably the worst trailer for any movie I ever saw. And Susan said, "This looks like the worst movie ever made." So she was totally right. She has good taste. This kid has good taste. And I recently put up an Instagram post saying how much I thought Black Rabbit sucked and how much I think The Bear sucks. I think The Bear is like the most overrated TV show in the history of television. Now, granted, I didn't even make it through the whole first season. I made it through like, I liked it at first. I liked all that restaurant stuff. I love Dreamers. I love the underdog who tries to dream a dream and the dream comes true and you see it coming true. I love that. That's what Klaus is about. Have you guys seen Klaus? It's an incredible Christmas movie. All right, I'm going to make this quick. We're going to go right to the teaser. This week I had dental surgery. I tell the whole story to Ray. I was on Percocets this week. I was on nitrous this week. I ate a lot of ice cream. I watched a fair amount of Oz. And that's kind of the Patreon show. It's a decent show. Also, I got into a fight at Katz's. You can hear about that, and you can hear about my ruminating mind. But for now, I want to read a couple things that I got from you guys. If you want to hear the whole episode, you have to go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast, and you can hear the whole episode. Please. We could really use good dopey voicemails. Unless you want to hear more excerpts from the Miles Davis autobiography read by this actor, we could use more dopey voicemails. We always like dopey emails. A good dopey story goes a long way, but even like an update on your life. I've just been like reflecting on dopey's existence as a place for addicts to feel at home. And I'm proud of that. We've really built a little puddle for people. I don't know if I mentioned this. I'm definitely going to mention it on Friday. When I went out to California, I recorded the Soft White Underbelly show, and I really didn't do a good job. I did not bring the dopey, and I probably felt like a lot of guests who've come on Dopey that they didn't feel like they brought the dopey. And I tried to get it together. It's also weird because it's not an interview. It's like you kind of just pontificate. Anyway, I'm going to read this email I got. Maybe I'll read two, and then I'm going to play you a teaser from me and Ray on the show. This is one of my favorite Dopey Patreons. Her name is Kirby. She wrote, "Dear Dopey Nation." I don't know why she's writing "Dear Dave." Anyway, "Dear Dopey Nation, here is a quick true story. One day long ago when I was attending Fordham University, I was walking around in the village with some new college friends. In the doorway of the record store, wearing all black, there was a really tall, super skinny dude with long black hair hanging over his face. He looked over at me and was staring, so I looked back. It sounded like he was saying moi or bois or something unintelligible, but obviously he was trying to call me over. I was like, what the heck? Something wrong with this guy? I was only like 16 when I started college in the late 70s. I was this hick kid from the country. I had no idea about hard drugs or punk rock or anything cool at all, really, but that was all about to change. I noticed that my cool New York City friends were kind of freaking out, totally exciting, losing their minds about this mumbling guy. After I made random conversation with my pals, we were waiting and watching, and I strolled back. So who was that guy anyway? And they were like, oh my God, Kirby, that's Joey fucking Ramone, you moron. Dave, like many others, I want to say thanks for creating a safe space where people can share their experiences in and out of recovery and connect with each other. I'm sure it was hard for you to continue on with the podcast after Chris overdosed and died. My partner lost his battle with substance abuse around the same time you lost Chris, which is now how I became part of this great dopey nation. Thank you for letting me share today, and fucking toodles for Chris. Kirby from New Fairfield, Connecticut. Thank you, Kirby. And I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow at the Patreon Zoom. And I was going to read something else, but should I bother? All right, I'm going to read something else, and then I'm going to get to the teaser, and then I'm going to go to bed. All right, so this is from another incredible dope. His name is Craig Maddox. He is constantly in touch with Montana Ruckman, who's in prison. I've had a very hard time staying in touch, but here we go. This is from Montana. Oh, okay, here we go. Today is the last day of class, and Montana is in prison in Texas. He was a dopey listener before the prison system said he can't listen to dopey. Today is the last day of class for the week. I enjoy going down there and hanging out with my classmates. I have codependency issues also, and this reminds me of something a counselor once told me. She said a person can't expect one person to be everything. Different people and groups need to meet different needs. While there is some educational value to the course, a big part of my social needs are met there. I'm learning the social exchange and gaining confidence in my independence. AA this week was good, I suppose. One guy got frustrated and walked out. I haven't had the opportunity to speak to him alone, but I'm going to pass along the advice you shared about suggesting a topic and sharing to get the meeting going in a certain direction, or sharing later on it to get it back on topic. I left too early, though. Somehow the topic became suicide awareness and had nothing to do with AA. But this time of year, it does happen quite a bit. So much so that several times in the middle of the night, they wake everybody up to see they're moving and alive. It's not an issue taken lightly, and I think it was good to have people talk about their experience and willingness to help others if it comes to it in that regard. I left because it's not something I needed to hear and I had no input on. I got up early as fuck before school, and a couple of hour nap is nice in the afternoon. I'll skip it for a meeting, but it has to be a meeting. Man, still no letter from my dad. I'm actually surprised. Maybe it's just taking a while. I know he would have sat down to write right away. He'd have to think on it a bit. I thought for sure I'd have something by now. I'm not particularly hurt by it, but I do feel some kind of way about it. I guess I shouldn't keep score like that, but so far my buddy Eric quit writing, Cody, but I think maybe something bad happened to him. My cousin's girlfriend, fiance, wrote a few times but quit. My cousin wrote a few times and quit. And there was this guy from Dopey who was good for something every month or even in Guadalupe County and quit. And Dave has always been wishy-washy, so I shouldn't even consider him or Adam on this, but it is a little hard not to feel something. I know it's pretty common, but I feel like how is a person just going to disappear on a person in prison or even attempt to try and then say they love you or how's your friend? I couldn't understand if it was, hey, my life. I can understand if they say, hey, my life is a little too hectic for this right now and I can't promise to keep up with this. I don't know, man. But then again, everywhere you go, you see people with their little Apple Watch and they never miss an Instagram post, and that's where I feel hurt. Life is too busy to keep up with me, but for sure there's time for some social media. I don't know why I'm not getting over this so easily. What do you think about the Louvre heist? It's awesome. I like to imagine if I were born in Europe, I would be an art thief or a dealer in rare and stolen art. It's very Ocean's 11. I feel guilty, man. It's Instagram is very easy to use, and the prison mail system is harder to use, but it's called Securus. If anybody wants to get a hold of Montana, write me and I will give you this stuff for Montana. I'm going to get off this teaser and I'm going to write Montana right now. But I have a hard time keeping up with it. I really do. Anyway, here is me and Ray. Yeah, this teaser's a mess. Susan's sick. And Montana made me feel bad, but he's in prison. I should just write him. Gotta write Montana. And if you wanna have a pen pal in prison, write me at dopeypodcast@gmail.com. And here is me and Ray.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
All right, Ray, it's his welcome to the first hello and welcome to Tuesday Raytreon, Patreon, Dopey Show, Hatreon, Gatreon. Dopey Show with one and only Steven, a.k.a. Raymond Manzarek Brown.
What about the Datreon game?
Oh, the Datreon, Raytreon, Datreon? Yeah. You're dying for this, huh? There's a bunch of ladies.
I know.
Who are very interested in dating Ray Brown.
I know.
But you are not bisexual.
No.
You are not interested in dating women.
No.
You're not at all interested in dating women.
No, not at all.
So I have a lot to talk to you about.
Yeah?
A lot.
Oh, really?
A lot. Okay.
That happened today?
Well, there's stuff that happened today, and then there's stuff that happened last week. There's a lot to talk to you about that normally...
Oh, I haven't spoken to you in a full week.
In a full week, and there's a lot has happened.
Which is unusual.
And normally, I would say... This is the biggest material in my life, but I would normally save it for the Friday show, because it's Friday, you know? But I find... that when I talk about my life on the Friday show alone, it's very lonely. It lacks the punch of talking to you or a friend about stuff.
Like, I go like, tell me more, Dave.
Yeah, you laugh, you cry.
What happened next?
Exactly. That's what I'm going for. So do you want to hear about the big thing or do you want to hear about today?
Oh, what were you going to tell me on the street that you didn't tell me?
All right. So,
that's the big thing.
No, that's not the big thing. Oh. That was today.
Okay.
So I go to Katz's today. Every Monday I go to Katz's, and I don't know what I was going for. I was going because I was meant to have lunch with Jeff Ross, the famous Roastmaster General. Is that what he's most famous for?
Yeah.
So I came up with this idea for a show at Katz's called A Guy Walks Into a Deli starring Jeff Ross. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that Jeff Ross is like Jerry Seinfeld on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Mm-hmm. And people come to Katz's and talk to him and then perform at Katz's. That was the idea.
Are there customers in the room while he's doing it?
Yes. Because then he can fuck with the customers, whatever. And I wrote him on Instagram from Katz's. And Jeff is a Katz's guy, so he was interested. And he invited me to see his play, and I would have taken you to see it. I took Lewis, because I don't know why.
Well, I think Lewis would rather go than me.
No, but it turned out you're actually a Jeff Ross fan.
Oh, it's his play, right? Yeah. I'd like to go.
Well, it's too late.
Is he dressed up as Prince?
No, why would he dress up as Prince?
He does that sometimes.
No, he dressed in it was called Make Sure You Take a Banana.
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show. It's over. It was 8 weeks.
Where was it at?
It was on Broadway.
Oh.
At the St. James Theater.
Wow.
And he's going to come on Dopey because the Netflix shot it, and he's going to come promote it on Dopey.
Is he a drug addict?
No, but his father died from a cocaine overdose.
Oh.
When he was
young.
You
told me that the other day.
When he was young. So anyway, when I go to Katz's, I usually get there around 10, sometimes earlier, sometimes later. But I had a feeling I was going to have lunch with Jeff Ross today at Katz's, so I got in a little later because I figured I'd be there longer than I would want. And there's a seat in the store that I always sit at, that I used to sit at when my waiter shift was over, and I would sit there and I'd count my money and I'd eat. And it's like in the very corner in the back of the store where you could see the whole store, and I love to sit there. So I wait for, usually there's somebody eating there, and I take my backpack and I put it in the corner and I say, when you leave, I'm going to take the table. Mm-hmm. And they go and I take the table and I sit there and I'm writing emails. Wait,
you're on the far south wall facing north.
Yes. In the corner.
Yeah. See the whole room.
Yes. And it's my favorite spot. That's my money counting spot. Nobody could sneak up on me in that spot. And I'm sitting there, and I'm writing emails, and I'm doing some social media stuff, and I had to meet with the owner about an event that he's doing and whatever. And Jeff Ross is supposed to come at 1, and it's 12:30, and it's packed, super busy. And one of the managers comes up to me and he goes, "Yo, Dave, we need the table." And I said, "Well, I have a meeting here in a half an hour." And he goes, "No, we need the table.
You don't have power over that?"
And I said, "I have a meeting here in a half an hour." And he starts screaming at me. All right, do you want to hear what happened? Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I just wrote Montana. I'm going to make an effort to write Montana, I don't know, more, at least once a week. I was going to say 5 days a week. I'm going to write him at least 3 times a week. I'm not a long message guy. If you guys want to write Montana, write me at dopeypodcast@gmail.com and I will hook it up. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay strong and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good. Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. But bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky, watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. It's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Wonder would they pay it any mind if I left this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.